Apparently, some of us missed the story. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I talked yesterday about the battle lines around the Elena Kagan Supreme Court nomination, and I mentioned her personal characteristics only in passing, namely that I had noticed she seemed to be female and short. So then I log on this morning, and the screen fills with web headlines asking, why are members of the media covering up the rumors that she may be gay? Well, because I didn't know, that's why. In fact, I was so clueless. Let me play you this snippet. I was talking yesterday to Jansen Wu, the attorney representing several gay couples married in Massachusetts, who is suing to overturn part of the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. He wants to force the federal government to recognize all legal gay marriages. Anyway, here's the question I asked him.
Have you taken a stand on whether Elena Kagan should be confirmed to the High Court?
No, we have not.
I couldn't figure out at the time why he laughed. Now I know.
We certainly hope that if she is confirmed that she will understand, you know, just the incredible harms and constitutional violations that are presented by DOMA.
She might indeed. But then again, she might not. And what would that tell you? Who knows? It's only a rumor. And in fact, the public may have already lost interest. Overnight, Google's rankings of hot searches included Elena Kagan husband and Elena Kagan personal life in positions 5 and 6. However, a few hours later, the name Elena Kagan vanished and the top search was Miss USA scandal pictures, which sounds safely heterosexual. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.